It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wink Martindale passed away at the age of 91. Rest in peace, Wink. Interesting life. He was the guy that hosted all those great shows that you'd watch, Tic-Tac-Toe, High Rollers, Gambit, all that. The big old grin on his face all the time. And so, yeah, he passed away in California at the age of 91. They didn't say the cause of death, but they say, of course, very good things about him. And also, apparently, he had quite a relationship with one of Greg's favorites. Well, Elvis. Many people's favorites.
Yes.
Elvis. And, here's one story. Wink got his start in show business. He was 17. He worked as a disc jockey at Memphis radio station WHBQ. The big Q. According to his family, Martindale met Elvis one night, 1954. And how did he get to meet him? He kept playing over and over again. That's All Right. And he kept playing it. And he basically, and this was the first time apparently that song had hit the airwaves. And Martindale then called Elvis Presley's mother and asked her if her son would come to the station. And I guess kind of, was a little bit of a pest. But finally, the king relented, and he came to the interview, and they say the music was changed forever.
Oh, no doubt. He influenced so many people.
Two decades after befriending Elvis, Martindale married his second wife, Sandra, with a little help from the legendary singer. Did you know about that story? Elvis is responsible for me marrying Wink, she said in an interview back in 2015. When Wink said he was from Tennessee, I said he must be a nice guy because I love the state. I love all the guys. I loved everything in the state of Tennessee because Elvis was such a wonderful part of my life. And she said that she actually, I guess she dated Elvis on and off for a brief period of time before he married Priscilla Wagner in 1967. Yep. And she was even in a couple of Elvis movies. Wow. Well, then she met and fell in love with Wink Martindale, and well, 91, rest in peace.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.